doing a special promotional advertising campaign. They're working with Tolosa Press to get a full-page color ad in all three of the Tolosa Press papers. Normally, this would cost $1,450, so $1,450 per ad. They're going to give it to us for $895, and each merchant who participates gets about a 3x3 color ad. I think it's called a donut. I'm still learning lingo. Where there will be some theme kind of thing in the middle, like Make Memories in Morro Bay was one that came up. So the first couple will focus on Valentine's Day stuff. The merchants who participate will get that 3x3 color ad, again, in all three papers for $50, so that we figure probably we can fit 11 or 12 ads on a page. If we get more, we'll go to two pages. And the Merchants Association will pick up the difference, which uh-huh. is kind of huge. So this is an exciting way to get Morro Bay businesses promoted in a group. So instead of seeing individual ads spread out, maybe color, maybe black and white, this will be all color, big hit, all three papers, get people in our local surrounding communities to know what's actually here in Morro Bay. So if you're interested in participating in that, I would suggest you contact Bill Pierce or just go on, I would just Google Morro Bay Merchants Association. They do have a website, and it's kind of easier to just do it that way and do all your clicking.
And the Tolosa Press includes the Coast News, the Slow City News, and the Bay News?
Yes.
Great.
All three.
Great. Thank you, Susan. Maybe we'll talk about that during appetite, John's report. Okay, great. So the approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at that? Are they here? So did she email the minutes out?
You know, I just realized as I went through my packet that I brought today, the minutes are not included in that packet. My apologies, but they were emailed out. So okay. We have a little bit of a miscommunication. But they are phenomenal minutes, I might add.
Are they correct?
I'm sure they are.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, that motion passes. We will move on to the Visitor Center report.
Well, good morning, and yes, I'm not sure where we're at. Is it Morro Bay? It is. Unbelievable amount of water coming down. Difficult to even get here this morning. Interesting, and I don't know, did anyone see the waves yesterday?
No.
My goodness, on the north side of the rock, there's a little rock that goes outside about 100 feet up. They were literally over the side of that rock. It was really amazing. I've taken some videos of it. It's interesting to see. It should subside, though, right? I have a golf tournament this weekend.
I'm sure the ground will be dry.
It should be interesting. If you all turn to the reports, again, pretty self-explanatory about the numbers. We'll just go through them. As you can see, the phone calls, if we look at comparison from last year to this year, they are down a little bit. Visitors also, I think it has a lot to do, again, with our website and being as fulfillments. You can see we had an increase in Sunset. They're starting to come in the large numbers now. So we had, and these are, by the way, out. So they were sent out yesterday afternoon, I believe. And you can see the total there for December, 1,009. Incredible. The advertising is starting to work. And then, of course, the 800 numbers, you can see where they're coming from. The internet is 12. Sunset was 67 for a total of 101. These are the different classifications that you can see where they're actually coming from and where they got the 800 number. And then, of course, the referrals, 1,322. Now, the difference between December of 08 and December of 09, December of 08 we had the New Year's Eve party. And so that had the difference with the number of referrals and people calling in. This year, you know, 09, we didn't have the New Year's Eve party. We may bring it back in 2010, but primarily that is what the differences are. It's not because we're just not getting that many people. It's just that the event wasn't there this year. Any questions about that? If not, then we go to the 800 stats and where they're coming from in northern, southern, central, and coastal. You can see southern is still the large number, 31. And out of state, we have 29 total, with Texas, again, is the number one out of state. And again, that's pretty self-explanatory. If there's no questions about that, I'll get into a couple of things with the chamber. And number one is that this is our third Thursday. This is when we meet here, where the BID meets, and it's also mixer night. And that has been canceled tonight due to the amount of rain that's happened this week. The host, which is Seaside Real Estate and Rentals, decided to hold off, and they're going to be coming back in May. And I think it's a good call because not a lot of people will weather this, and who knows what it's going to be like towards the end of the afternoon. We're gearing up for our chili cook-off. This is a sanctioned cook-off in March 13th at the community center. Getting a lot of folks interested in this. When it's a sanctioned stop, that means the International Cook-Off Society puts it on their website, which is international, actually, but we're getting a lot of people looking for places to actually compete so they can have it's a certain amount of points and a certain amount of wins gets them to the international cook-off contest, which the prize is about $25,000 to $30,000. So there's a lot of interest with that. We're very excited. A lot of local recipes coming in, and we made it really affordable for the locals. It's about $20 to enter. If you have a recipe and you think you got the best chili, you know, let's talk about it and get you on the list. Should be very exciting about all of that. Getting them interested in all of the things that we have to offer. The folks that most of them haven't actually experienced Morro Bay, and once they have, it's, you know, we get them hooked. They'll love it. They'll come back and they'll want to stay. So it's just getting the folks here, and this is one way we're doing it. And there's 9 other touring companies that are interested. We're courting all of them. So very exciting stuff coming up. And then one other thing is for the businesses, one of the newer ways of marketing is the social media avenue. We have a teacher from Cuesta that will be teaching a seminar in March of this year, and it's about it's an introduction. It's a 2-hour class, basically, of how to get into the social media and market your own business. It's truly a way to get into this without a lot of expense. So we'll give you more information as it comes available.
Great, thank you, Peter. Okay, we'll move on to our budget report. Ed, do you want to share with the group what you were talking about earlier with the numbers? Really, if you look at November, the motel receipts were down almost $100,000. But the end, the tax collected, is still relatively
similar. By the time we ended up $11,000 down in total receipts.
Right.
But the occupancy rate also is concerning me, because the occupancy rate dropped quite a bit. November of last year, it was 41% with 914 rooms. And this year, it dropped to 37% with 919 rooms. So the motel collected this month was quite a bit off. But vacation rentals are holding in there. Trailer park receipts are holding in there. So we're down a little bit, but I guess that's to be expected with the economy, what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether there was any event, or sometimes I remember the weeks don't coordinate with last year, so there might have been an event, or there might have been more weeks in one month than there is in another month. So this sometimes makes the motel receipts drop a little bit. But it's the occupancy rate is definitely down.
Do you think that the rates of the motel, I mean, I know we were talking about that a little earlier. Have the rates dropped maybe to compensate for the BID tax?
Well, there's somebody here that might tell us. I don't know.
Yeah. That's, but, I mean, I don't know. So.
She can do that, but I would think that most businesses would adjust the rates to the situation, you know, to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So, sure. So the marketplace sometimes dictates the rates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then John had passed around a couple copies, or actually, Ed, could you? There we go. The of our media expenses and where all of that is going. Do you want to walk us through that, John?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much on target. As you all know, that this is allocated at the start of our media planning, and we're pretty much on target. There's a few areas that that we have leftover money, and a few areas that we went a little bit over, which is pretty normal because when we're planning, we don't always have all the rates, and we do.
John, when is the radio remote going to be scheduled? I see we still have it budgeted here.
Yeah, I'm still kind of working on that. I actually am thinking about maybe I got a pretty good proposal from KERO. As you see, there's a TV remote that we did in the past, and I'm thinking about you know, maybe looking at doing TV instead of the radio, because mm-hmm. I had some feedback from some of the people that thought that while the radio was good exposure, we don't really know if we saw a lot of return as far mm-hmm. as people coming as a result of that. So I think if we could combine the TV remote with a contest, like a getaway, have KERO embrace that, that's the ABC affiliate over in Bakersfield, I think that might be something to consider.
Well, much of our sale is visual, so the TV does
They tend
do
to kind of step up and do a little bit more than just coming and doing the live broadcast. You know, we could probably mm-hmm. stretch that out for a couple weeks if they did a contest. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty amenable to that, and we could also have the presence on their website, too. So I was thinking that that would probably occur more in the spring.
Do we have them mentioning the weather in Morro Bay as a regular town on their regular weather forecasts in the news?
They do, and we do have, you know, we have had spent money where we sponsor the weather mm-hmm. broadcasts as well.
Great.
But actually, they do that pretty regularly, especially mm-hmm. as they get to the time when people travel, because they feel like that. Again, it's all about what their audience wants, and they do talk about that. The Morro Bay and Central Coast cities are actually on the weather map, just like Tulare and Fresno and all the other ones.
Thank you.
What about the RAC card, John?
We put that on just to check. I guess Peter and I probably, mm-hmm. or Peter needs to give us a report on where he's at with the fulfillment. I know when we budgeted the money that we talked about, you know, we might need to reprint those, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. so that's something that we could take a look at.
Well, the RAC card goes out with every piece of fulfillment, doesn't it, Peter? So
that's a go.
Our fulfillments get greater, the RAC card usage will get greater also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pretty much out of the large directory that we used to use. Purposely got rid of those because it was a little dated, so we're down to pretty much that.
Right, and that's exactly what's happened. We have plenty of the RAC cards right now. Of course, our fulfillment, they're increasing each month, it seems like, so something that we'll keep a close eye on. We're gearing up for the L.A. Travel Show, which mm-hmm. is the second weekend in February. I think it's the 13th, 14th of this month. So one of the things that we want to supply with that is you know, our TV loop. We're going to bring that in. We're going to see how our display works this year. I mean, this is it's getting a little weak, but we did try to put that thing together a little bit better this last time. We are going to combine with the Hearst Castle. Jim Allen is going at their expense, but they're going to share that booth with us, which I think is a great partnership. It's always good when you hook up with a big draw like Hearst Castle. So we're pretty excited about all that, and we're gearing up for starting doing a lot of printing and a lot of other things going on with that. So cool. We're excited.
What I would suggest is. I don't know if it's necessary for the next meeting, but maybe, you know, meeting as we get into the spring, look at some of these dollars that we purposely reserve. A lot of different collateral that we don't have to pay for that's real valuable to the visitor, because I've been in the booth with him a few times, and our booth was had a lot of good information, and we certainly center on Morro Bay, but a lot of people do want to know mm-hmm. where it's at and what's around it, and so I think it works out well.
Mm-hmm. It all depends how you work it.
That's right. I was just thinking in terms of the process that it does seem like things like that just take a little while to design and approve and everything. So if we did want to have that ready for a certain time, that it's probably not a bad idea to think about getting working on that if that's something we were going to do. So, okay, great. Any other questions about the media expense report? No? Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to John's report then. Or actually, yeah, John's.
Okay. I had the we were pretty challenged this week with power outages. Our power was out from 2 o'clock to about 7 o'clock. I think it was on Monday, and then the next day our internet was down. So apologize. We got these web stats out to you guys the other day, and I actually had Rick Turton send them directly because I couldn't send them from my computer, but. And we talked about doing that just to kind of preserve paper, but I can give you kind of the highlights. We've got average viewers per day is about 300, and we had about 5,200 unique visits to the site in January, and that still does not cover the remaining 2 weeks that we still have to go, so we're doing pretty well. 77% were new visitors, and we had 22% returning. The time spent on the site is about 3 minutes, and we had about 14% come direct traffic, and then referring sites was 17%. So the direct traffic and the referring sites, you could anticipate some of that would be advertising, and then also Google searches was the bulk of that. It's interesting because we've been running an LA Times campaign, and if you looked and could see that in October, we had total referrals. The top referral site was the LA Times. And so we had 304, 358 the next month, 280 in December, and we didn't have any this month because we're not currently running an internet campaign. So you can see the value of that. And then if you add right below that, the 107, the 126, and the 128 each of those 3 months, our LA Times campaign really worked really well. Mm-hmm. And you can compare that if you go all the way down to the county site as compared to that. I mean, we didn't have any referrals in October. We had 86 in November and 101 in December. So the LA Times was superior to that. Of course, we pay our membership for the county, but we don't have to pay for advertising. So I think in fairness to them, that still is a good referral site for us. And we had a campaign running on Sunset as well, so you can see that there's some numbers there. And I'll give you an update on the website. We, as you all know, have been going through the total redesign, and I showed that in our last meeting. We're pretty close. We had a series of changes that the website subcommittee wanted to make, and we've made most of those changes. I think our only issue now, which we're ready to proceed with, because our city attorney's given us kind of the blessing of the contract, highlighted a couple of things that we should take a look at, ask some questions that I won't be able to answer.
John, I'm sorry. Clarify what exactly you're talking about. You're talking about the contract with JackRabbit?
Correct.
Okay. So and you're Jack saying Rabbit that they're going to put a ceiling on the amount that we would pay per month.
Right. Yeah. Right now it's sort of what they had proposed was a pretty open-end contract, like not to exceed $5,000 per month. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't probably occur because we just don't have that many receipts. But because if you looked at Pismo, somebody like that, or San Luis Obispo, they're at about $5,000 or $6,000 a month. Mm-hmm. But they're also have a great deal more revenue. But it's based on the bookings. But I think we'd be comfortable trying to get them to have us, so we know what we're going to have to pay so we can budget for it. And I think they seemed amenable to that. They would prefer it the other way, but I think that's going to be part of the negotiation we need to do. So we'll need to get the JackRabbit representative probably to come to a website subcommittee and then try to iron all that out.
And is this something Promotions pays for or the BID?
BID will be paying
for
that.
Okay, good.
And so it couldn't be set up so that if I booked with the Embarcadero Inn, that the Embarcadero Inn paid that charge? It's set up so that the city pays that?
Well, basically what it'll be is that it'll be on our website. So it's pretty much it's part of the stakeholder reimbursement.
And the motels are paying for it.
It's something that the motels are paying for, I guess, indirectly because they're paying for the BID.
True.
But we thought about, how do you work this? And we found, like, with the city or the county, originally they tried to get hoteliers to pay for it, and it didn't work. And some people felt it wasn't fair. So I think because of the the size of what we're looking at, I think it can be a cost that the BID could absorb, and they seemed amenable to that, that they wanted to pursue it that way. It's more as a compensation for the hoteliers. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the reasons why we're doing this is just to stay competitive. You know, we've kind of talked about that. Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, Monterey, they all have these reservation booking agents on their websites. So I think it'll just, again, modernize our site more and put it current. Mm-hmm. Just to give you an idea what we did change, I won't go into a great deal of detail because it's fairly, some of them are fairly detailed changes, but we changed the flash. And
it's quicker?
The transitions are quicker, and also we added a family on the beach shot.
Right.
So that shot will come out in a moment. We added a still because we don't have footage of a family on the beach, because we utilized footage from an older commercial that was shot here some years ago. We were able to get access to the footage for free as part of our agreement to waive their permitting fee.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And Bob, if you want to go to the dining page, I don't know if you, I think that the site's live, so you can just yeah, there you go. Or not live, but live on this. So one
nice
of the feelings
shot.
Was that we had a shot of I think it was some
wine bottles.
Yeah.
Fish,
well, we started
yeah.
with fish,
and then
actually, see, if you're an advertiser, you call that fresh seafood. No, but I think the general feeling was that didn't really represent dining; it more represented more. You know, more appropriate for like farmers market or something. So, then we had a shot that was, I think, a shot at the end of Morrill. So it might be good to get a consensus of how you feel about the logo. We went through the process of approving the logo. We really haven't discussed it because it's just an agenda item. So I'm not sure exactly to what degree we want to take this, but it would probably be good for me to be able to go to the BID since we're working on this together and you were part of the approval process for that. To let them know how you feel about the logo. Is there anybody that
logo you're talking about, the little rock with the
yes.
Morro Bay?
Yeah.
I think we all decided that we liked that logo, right?
We just went through that yeah. process, I thought, too. So
what are they interested in changing it to or
know.
From or
I have
yeah,
no idea.
Just want to revisit.
We like that one.
Isn't that pretty
simple.
Close to the Chamber of Commerce logo?
No.
To me, it's a rock, right?
Yeah, I don't see that as a problem if you have several
yeah.
identifiable Morro Bay things.
No, I don't see it as the same.
I mean, I guess there's some similar characteristics.
I mean, we paid for the time for this logo. I don't know, you know, for John to design it.
Right.
And so unless someone came up with a better logo.
John, okay. Is there a possibility at all to get a key up there for retail specifically? Because it really is kind of complex to go through those and figure out where am I going to find retail. And I think it's under activities. And then you have to go, what is it there? Is there shopping under there? I can't even see it. But, it seems like since this website is supported by the whole city, to have a retail key that would list all.
I think at this point, I think what the best we could do is probably emphasize it in the drop down because this site's been totally designed now. We'd have to go back and redesign it to put that key in there. One of the things we did try to do, though, as feedback from this committee was in the flash, we added the shopping as part of the whole flash presentation. One of the emphasis on this site was to make it more lodging-oriented just because the BID was funding the bulk of the redesign. But I can assure you that we want to have shopping represented, that that's something that's important to people, and dining and all of those things. We can look at that. The other part of that is that we've talked about, with the transitions that occur between restaurants going in and out of business and stores, it's hard to keep that database maintained, too.
Is it possible to include it in a drop down easier? And if we put it under maybe the
could you just put it under activities because it's not listed under activities?
Yeah, I think we could. I think they could certainly do that. And then it's a matter of what we take them to.
And then maybe the chamber will have it in their drop down as a shopping, and then we'll go to uptown, or north. Uptown and Embarcadero, however we want to divide that up.
It might be nice if you had, like, if you could just go to, like, a little description page like that instead of going, like, straight to Albertsons. It might be nice to have it, like, I mean, obviously you're doing them alphabetically, but, you know, it might be nice to just talk about the different shopping regions and maybe what they offer.
As a description, you think?
As a description, I think. And that might be better than having a database if you said, you know, along the Embarcadero, you can find everything from jewelry to, you know, knickknacks to plant. I mean, I don't know. To me, that would be better than...
Bob, could you go back to the page you just had? Because I know that that's where the shopping sister right now. Jackrabbit will probably facilitate the final approval, and then we'll get ready to go live with the site.
Great.
I just had a couple other things. I know that some of these are on the agenda, but they're more related to the promotions. But I wanted to give you an update on some of the BID activity because it relates to some of the categories. We did have the BID now has a PR subcommittee, and we met and we discussed a few things. One was to kind of revise the boilerplate text that goes on every press release. You know, you have a press release, and then you have a general description of either the product or destination. So that's now going to read, discover your better nature in Morro Bay, a relaxed, uncrowded destination with a spectacular natural beauty that welcomes visitors year-round. The nostalgic and quaint seaside village is home to the famous Morro Rock, the Gibraltar of the Pacific, offering visitors all type of outdoor activities from beach combing and bird watching to hiking, kayaking, surfing in a beautiful setting within walking distance from Morro Bay Harbor are spectacular gourmet restaurants, vintage one-of-a-kind shops, world-class golf, wine tasting, and a wide array of reasonably priced accommodations from romantic waterfront hotels to economical family and pet-friendly motels. Conveniently located and easily affordable, Morro Bay is the perfect coastal escape. For a complete guide to staying and playing in Morro Bay, visitors can visit and then our website. So that's just a boilerplate that goes on every press release. That's sort of a common industry standard. And the other thing that that occurred, which I think is pretty interesting and could be really really fun for us, is that there was an idea out of the committee came to develop a sister city program or even a, quote, sister rock program with the Rock of Gibraltar. And I found a travel writer just by Googling Rock of Gibraltar and emailed him, and he sent an email right back, and he really doesn't have the authority to proclaim this. I don't even know if we'd necessarily have to have it official from the Rock of Gibraltar. I mean, we could just claim that we're their sister. We've already called ourselves the Gibraltar of the Pacific, and nobody's really ever had a problem with that. But he did give me the person at the equivalent of their Visitors Bureau. I have not heard back from her, so I'm going to follow up and send her another letter.
I actually have been in. We're in the midst of making contact with the Chamber of Commerce there.
Great,
which is, you know, big influence
right.
on the visitors part.
Absolutely.
Of it. So I'm expecting something shortly about making some kind of dialogue between the two.
So I can read you my letter that I sent to the director of advertising or the visitor center there. Have you ever heard of the Gibraltar of the Pacific, Morro Bay? Morro Rock in Morro Bay. California is often referred to by that name since it rises 578 feet out of the Pacific Ocean and stands proud and tall over a quaint fishing village of Morro Bay. Morro Bay officials were delighted to recently hear about your Gibraltar and learn about its fascinating history. We were hoping to establish some promotional opportunities proclaiming a sister city or twin city with your Gibraltar since our rocks and city, Morro Bay. And there's something I didn't mention is they have another. It's spelled Catalan, Catalan. I maybe how do you pronounce it? But anyway, that's a city. I think it's something that we should really pursue. If it really takes off, it sounds like it wouldn't be a bad place to go visit to because it's the gate. It's the gateway to the Mediterranean. They have 300 days of sunshine. One similarity that we're probably lucky that we don't have is they have a lot of monkeys that that live there and interfere with the tourists.
We have seagulls.
And, yeah. But it sounds like a really wonderful place. It's one of the safest cities in Europe, and it's a British protectorate, so they speak English, obviously. And They're famous for their crystal, so I was thinking that, you know, this kind of a cross promotion with shopping, you know, the our stores could sell their crystal and they could sell some things that we would offer them. I thought it would be kind of fun too to have an art exchange. So we would have pictures of the Rock of Gibraltar in our galleries that their artists had painted, and then we could send them some local art of our rock that they could sell in Gibraltar. We definitely would be on the winning side of this opportunity because they get 8 million visitors a year. So if we could have some sort of presence there, I think it would be really kind of a cool promotion. And I think that the main thing is that just proclaiming that will create a news story. It could be an international story because this travel writer was not aware of Morro Bay. And when he read about it and went to our website, he was pretty fascinated. So I think it's an interesting opportunity, and we'll certainly pursue it. And I'm glad Peter's working with the chamber too, because I think that will help. And the other thing that occurred in that PR meeting was that we worked on a little bit more defined list of both short-term and long-term press releases. So we're going to work about 3 or 4 months out for things that are going to events that are going to be occurring then. So, you know, in January we would be looking at, you know, the promoting the Kite Festival, getting that to Coastal Living and Sunset, Westways, but then also have kind of a short list of events that are coming up within, say, the next 2 or 3 weeks, which would go to, obviously, you know, Bakersfield, Fresno, those places. So it's really kind of a twofold PR campaign, one kind of more the long-term things that take 3 or 4 months to get into a publication or longer. In some cases, we're going to work about 6 months in advance. And then if this Gibraltar thing is approved or we get some feedback from the people there, then that could be a whole other press story that we could do. So I think that that was a very productive meeting that occurred. I think aside from the other things that are on the agenda, that's pretty much all I had for today.
Ed had picked up a couple of the travel guides, and I actually had as well. I meant to bring them, so good job, Ed.
Well, I just wanted to show our promotion dollars at work. These are the latest travel guide coupons. I was over in the Valley last week, and these were very prevalently displayed in many of the shops that I was in. So there we go.
Mm-hmm. I guess great. You can see them. Yeah, those that'll be running the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in Gilroy and found them as well, so yeah. I thought that was great to
see
them.
We have these down at the Visitor Center if anyone wants a copy.
Okay. Okay, terrific. So the Public Relations Subcommittee did not meet.
I wonder, listening to what the BID Public Relations Subcommittee is doing, whether we should just have a representative from the Promotions Committee sit with them.
Unique stories. That's really what we need from a PR perspective, because I have people that can write the releases and get them out, but it's the stories.
Content.
And some of these stories that may not seem that significant are significant to people outside of the area. And as we develop the social media, and Peter mentioned that he's going to have somebody come in and speak about that, even the little things, I mean, ideally would be somebody sending me, you know, some stats on what's happening with the waves and, you know, just those things we can put on Facebook, and we have all those things on our on our website now. So that's really what would be really important to get from the PR subcommittee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe we could agendize that for the next meeting to decide whether that, how we should proceed with that.
I think it would be good, but that's probably a call between the BID and the Promotions Committee. But I think it's worked real well to have a couple of representatives on the website committee. I know it's certainly helped me because we have some, you know, representation there.
Cohesion.
So I think that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. The website subcommittee, we kind of obviously talked about the website, but do you guys have any more input?
Well, we didn't have a meeting other than the one that we had with the BID group. And it was really a productive meeting. We were there for about 2 hours, and I think we hashed out everything that they had questions and that Ed and I had questions about the new website. And, you know, it seems like no matter how many heads we get together, there's always something more to add to it or to change. But I think right now what we need to do is just get it up and running and then make some changes as we see fit after that, but I understand it depends upon the agreement with Jackrabbit, and so that's where we are.
Okay, great. Artistic Review Subcommittee Report. Did the Artistic Review Committee meet? No? Okay. All right, we will move on to the discussion on the Sunset Savor, the Central Coast. So that was the basically last meeting we had just talked about the fact that Sunset was going to be doing their promotion out at Santa Margarita the same weekend as the Harbor Festival. I don't know if there's been any development or changes. Peter or John, do you guys have any? Have you heard anything new or different?
Well, I don't think they're going to change the date.
Right.
So, and I think everybody was sort of realized that. So I think it's at this point to, you know, part of the discussion today, and again, maybe this is, again, something we need to work together on with the BID, is just find a way to make this a positive. And there'll be a lot of people coming into town. If they get the kind of attendance they want, we're going to fill up the rooms, not just in the key areas, but here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly what I would do is, from an advertising standpoint, as we get 3 or 4 months out of that event, let people know that this is an excellent place to stay if you're going to come for the Savor event, mm-hmm. as I'm sure everybody else will do. I think that there are things we could do. We could start brainstorming some ideas. Also, and I have not been in those discussions, but I know that what John Summer offered up, you know, some mitigation for this, and I'm not sure what that is, but it's probably behooves us to take something to him and say, this is what we'd like, you know, in lieu of you not changing the date, because I think he said that.
And it sounds like this event in Santa Margarita is much more oriented towards kind of wealthy adults, mm-hmm. whereas the Harbor Festival is families, it's children. I mean, I just think it's going to take them doing maybe a little tweak on the marketing. Mm-hmm. And heck, we've got a whole crowd, new crowd of people that are going to be over there to market too.
Yeah, and as John points out, it's more different. People to put in yeah. our rooms. We're going to have a bigger marketplace for the lodging industry.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question for Peter. Peter, I know we just talked about the Sunset Show. When is that show?
The Sunset?
Sunset.
June, I believe it's 5th and 6th.
So what we might want to do is maybe we got to think of something really clever.
That's what we should do and ask
them. That's the audience.
I
mean, those are the, some, a lot of
those
people
great
are
idea.
The ones that
yeah.
are going to come. And if we could do some sort of like Savor...
While you're there.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason why we can't embrace this event and shouldn't. And
make it an opportunity.
Booth,
you bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, get a couple of tickets and mm-hmm. give them away, and along with a hotel package or something.
Well, maybe like Bill said, we could invite, you know, the Harbor Festival to come to the next meeting, and then we could share our ideas with them. Because I guess it's important to me, too, is that the Harbor Festival feels supported by the promotions committee, and that we're not making, you know, this decision, you know, to work with Sunset and get stuff just to benefit the city, but also to help benefit the Harbor Festival. So, I mean, if we could get David Owens to come next meeting, and we could just tell, you know, share our ideas of what we'd like to try and do with, you know, getting maybe more exposure at the Sunset event and take it
yeah,
from there.
Yeah, I think that certainly as part of the promotion that we do in the booth is talk about the Harbor Festival being that weekend. If you're coming for the Savor Show,
mm-hmm.
make sure you have a wonderful opportunity to attend two really great, mm-hmm. You know, you just happen to be here for our biggest annual event.
Is Sunset going to produce promotional material for that show, and would it be ready by the Sunset Show? We could offer to have that in our booth also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their timetables are, but I'm sure anything that promotes their event, they would love to provide for mm-hmm. us. And mm-hmm. we've got a good relationship with Sunset. They've always accommodated us, mm-hmm. so I'm comfortable that we can turn it into a positive, mm-hmm. but we need to start soon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay, well, I'll email David Owens and ask him to come to the next meeting. Great.
And if you'd like, I could try to follow up, give John Summer a call, and just see if there's any updates he could give us.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, moving on to the discussion of the purpose and the future of the Promotions Committee. We obviously had just kind of talked about that last meeting a little bit, and I don't know if anyone has anything new or different to add. I don't know. Obviously, the interviews for the future seats aren't taking place until the 1st of February?
You're correct. The interviews will be February 1st, and the deadline for submission of applications, I think, is next week.
Okay.
Wow.
Is it tomorrow? Is it 22nd?
Tomorrow, 22nd.
Okay. I was thinking that, but it seemed like that was a lot of time, but thank you.
So the committee will be changing a bit in the next month. I don't know if anybody has anything that they want to add to that discussion.
Could I add something? The reality is that the BID is going to have less money next year because it's going to go from 3 to 2. If we lost the promotional funding, then you can take out another percent, roughly. So it would be, we'd be sort of back down where we were again without that. So I think that's part of the rationalization. But I think a new direction, because the promoting what people do once they're here is really important. And I think that's something that maybe a direction we could take.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. I mean, I think that, if we did have more of a representation of the shops and the activities with the promotions committee, I mean, that seems like that would be a good niche for this group, as opposed to, obviously because the lodging.
What does the Merchants Association do?
Well, technically, the Merchants Association is supposed to have a representation representative on this board. I know, Susan, obviously you're part of the Merchants Association, which is good, but
I think the Merchants Association focuses on more local advertising, so in-county stuff.
Right.
And it's right now, I think the focus is completely advertising. So the dues money that's collected all goes back into advertising. They run the two events, the two street fairs a year, and that money goes back into the budget to promote local businesses. And there's been some changes in leadership and direction, and I think what we're seeing right now is some new energy, some new involvement, businesses that are excited about doing the new kinds of promotions. And I think what's helpful is the idea of co-op advertising, mm-hmm. because advertising is expensive for any one individual or one business to do, but grouping together like that, mm-hmm. Full page color ad, that becomes within reach, and we all know color looks good, that works. Mm-hmm. So
great.
I think it's coming along. Mm-hmm. But what I could see with the promotions committee, looking at where some of our advertising dollars are spent, and I know we talked about this when I first got on this committee, that there had been this hope to do outreach north and south, and then when budget was cut, it kind of, okay, well, let's do south. And I think we've done a really good job with that LA kind of advertising in Ventura. So maybe, as we look at different directions, maybe we throw some money back north again. Mm-hmm. So sort of the in-state advertising, but in some different areas where the BAD may be going more out of state. I don't know, but it is.
Well, I think that's an interesting, I think that it's probably at the start would be just the brainstorming would go on, but that's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought of that. I mean, the promotions committee to take one target market and really concentrate on that particular market might be an interesting way to go. I know that the BID's talked about, and we really haven't, this was pretty much after we'd already, although they have a fairly large contingency budget, but they talked about San Diego, being a market that we thought we could attain, but we never really spent any dollars down there. And Peter's talked about going to a trade show down there. I'm not saying that'd be the market, but, maybe, and actually, this is interesting because now I'm thinking about it, when Ed was still, Ed Biagini's a part of this well, but a package that involves shopping and
well, the idea, though, is if you're coming from far away and you're coming up to shop, you're going to stay here somewhere. So
right.
It kind of, you're not
going
to drive back to
right.
San Diego. And I actually get a lot of San Diego people in the shop. So somehow they know we're here. I could see a Bay Area push because it's such a straight drive down the highway. Freeway down 101. I mean, it's really basically 4 hours from anywhere up in the Bay Area, maybe 2 or 3 from Monterey, so could be a good one too.
Well, I think we're going to find a lot of people that and I don't think it's going to change next year, they just don't want to get on an airplane,
right.
Either from the cost or the hassle. So that's certainly, as we approach the following year, something I would look at is to really concentrate on that message that we're a no-fly zone. I mean, you don't have to fly here to get here. And I think that's, and I think that, I still think that, and I think the Bay Area certainly is a consideration, as well as, you know, looking at maybe at San Diego, or, and I still really strongly believe in that Thousand Oaks, Calabasas market, because they're the kind of people we want to have come, because they're going to stay a couple of nights, and they are going to go shopping, and they're going to go to the restaurants, and so, but that's, you know, another idea that mm-hmm. that's an interesting thought to concentrate on one market.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, why don't we agendize formation of a subcommittee to discuss the purpose and future of the promotions committee, and then next month the new group can decide who would like to serve on that.
I think that I think that's good, and I think that what that group ultimately would probably want to do with the board's approval is come up with a presentation to the council. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that'd be appropriate with the joint meeting. Certainly would be appropriate mm-hmm. to talk about that, but at some point, just as we've done in the past, you'll need to go to the council and give them your mm-hmm. you know, your thoughts, because they will be deciding on the funding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The problem we have right now is how are you going to form a subcommittee when there's potential of four new people coming on?
It's going to be a challenge.
Yes. We won't know until after February 1st is who's going to be on, and there could be four new people.
Well, but that's, I guess that's kind of what I think. I mean, to me, like, that's kind of what we have to do, because if four of us are leaving, that wouldn't make any sense for some of us that are leaving to decide what's going to happen, because we're not going to be the ones making that happen. I mean, to me, I feel like the new group needs to set forth that charge and decide what it is that they can do.
Do we have four applicants? Do you know, I mean, how many people are?
Excuse me. I know we've had at least two come in. We haven't had four at this point, but we have had two that I know of.
So we might want to get out there and share
and
the
maybe
news.
Maybe we just want to wait till next month for this.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. I think that would probably
be better.
Make this for next month, and then the following month we can do it.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Let's do that. Does that make sense, Andrea?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so new business, nothing under that. Discussion of new ideas.
Maybe explore how that can work. Shuttle buses, some activity in between. Mm-hmm. Something that enhance these folks to come in and maybe not just stay in one hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we divide it up in a couple of hotels and make it easy. I'm not sure exactly how to do this. I just see them coming and going and not bringing in these groups, and I'd hate to lose any more than we've already have lost.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one coming for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one coming in, and they're basically travel writers. And there's another couple of hundred of those, and Judy Salamanca is actually the president of that.
What are they looking for? Won't the community center handle 200 people? This room will handle 300.
Well,
for
lecture. That's the point. And there's really an RFP out there that you can, you take a look at it, and we'll see what the needs are, and maybe modify them to a point, and bring them to different restaurants. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. It's worth exploring, mm-hmm. and not allow these people to, say we'll just pass.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it yet. There's got to be a way of doing that. We got 900 rooms, all kinds of activities, all kinds of things going on. Places like Bill said, to have the meetings if we have to. Get a circus tent. I don't know. Make it interesting. Whatever it takes.
If it's during the off season, you could always lease the trolleys. The problem is money to lease the trolleys. But during the summer, that won't work.
Well, to actually have 200 people stay in Morro Bay during that Sunday Thursday until our conference center gets filled, it's worth looking at.
Yeah.
At the trolleys and look at all these things. And we have, promotions, BID. Maybe we can share the cost. Mm-hmm. Maybe the city will help with it. I don't know. There's all kinds of things.
I think it's that we've got to make it, it's all about making it easy for the customer.
Right.
That's right.
And, like when my daughter went on a thing up in Milpitas, I didn't know what hotel. I mean, we were told what hotel. you know, and that was the package. This is your, this is where you, you know, or we had three hotels. And so it was just done. You know, I didn't go search. I mean, they said, then everybody stayed at that hotel. And I can tell you, I mean, there was tons of little 12 and 15 year old kids running throughout that hotel with all their parents staying there. They filled the hotel up.
Well, look at the sunset. Look where, you know, we ended up staying. I mean, we were staying 5, 6, 7 miles away. Mm-hmm. And it took on a, you know, it was during the traffic hour. So, I mean, it wasn't, you know, an easy jaunt to get there, but we really didn't mind it because it was what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this activity wasn't at that hotel. It was just that we were sort of directed, you know, there was a special deal, and it wasn't giving it away by any means. I mean, it still wasn't cheap, I mean, relatively speaking. But I think you're right. I think maybe getting a group of hotels that are just all – that are going to, you know, provide some sort of rate, mm-hmm. that get on a list, mm-hmm. and then everybody can be on that list if they wanted, but those who don't want to participate, you know, don't get on the list. I mean, I think it's appropriate certainly mm-hmm. for the BID to bring this up,
too. It just enhances everything that we do.
Do any of our hotels have any sort of shuttle service? I mean, in bigger cities, that's what they do. They've got the shuttle. They've got the big van that goes to the airport.
What do we have?
Like that, if you become the affordable alternative for people to stay, that's...
That works, but when the conference center gets... when it starts beginning its process, it's already begun. But it's once we get closer to that, entrepreneurs will come out of the woodwork, mm-hmm. and they'll fill the gaps that we have. Mm-hmm. And so this shuttle idea from trains, because it'd be a great one, from trains to the airport to get them into Morro Bay, that's a potential opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we can fill the gap now, but certainly it will be filled. But I think we
just have to start saying yes. You know, when people call and say, well, I'd like to do a conference here, and I have X number of people, say yes, we have 900 empty rooms.
That's what we did yesterday.
You know? Sure.
We said sure.
And we can find, you know, we've got this room that fills 300 and I forget what the community center holds, but it's got breakout rooms.
It's got to be bigger. Yeah.
I don't, you know, there would have to be obviously scheduling, but that's what they do. They plan ahead.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
We can definitely have those types of events. I mean, even though we had bad weather for the bird festival, the photography festival, I mean, I don't think anybody that went to that photography festival didn't think we had the facilities.
You know, the birders all had a great time. Once
just
I
have
talked
to be
to
more
them,
creative
all
with
time,
it.
The weather doesn't bother a birder. They eat all the foul weather deer.
That's exactly right.
You didn't catch your...
Okay.
You know, you didn't catch your pun. Foul weather gear. Well, and actually, if I could, I forgot something. It sort of relates, but I talked to Phil May the other day, and he's the gentleman that does work with us and lives here in Morro Bay and was really integral in getting the photography festival going. And he just learned that George Lepp, at the last festival, George Lepp said, I had a great time. And for everybody's benefit, George Lepp is a renowned photographer, being a National Geographic. He enjoyed it so much, he said, you know, I'll come back. I'll teach a whole other type of class. It won't be the same program. And we just learned, actually, a couple of days ago that Canon's going to pay his fare again, which is $3,000.
And I just spoke with the Morro Bay Art Association, and they're spearheading it this year. And they're very, very excited. They have a new board, new direction, very excited about the direction they want to go in, and we had a great meeting, a couple-hour meeting about how to promote and work with them. So,
yeah, Phil's very, very anxious to pass the baton, but still help.
That's great. So I wanted to bring up an idea. I don't know if anyone has heard of Fun Ride, but it's a new company based in San Luis Obispo, and basically what they do is they have alternative fuel vehicles, and they're parked and positioned in different places around the city, and then you can, I think that there's like a small subscription fee to, you know, be a participant in Fun Ride, and and then you can go and use their vehicles. You have to reserve, of course, a time that you could go use their vehicle, and it's like, I think, like $6 an hour or something.
You rent them by the hour.
Yeah, you rent them by the hour. I was talking to one of the owners of FunRide, and he had mentioned that he was thinking about the idea of trying to get them positioned in cities. And agenda items, we have discussion of the public relations subcommittee and seeing if we're going to join with BID, and I think that's it.
Think you better add, we're going to need new officers.
Oh, yeah. We'll need
we?
New officers next month. We'll have to elect those.
We'll put that on automatically. And then I also had agendizing the formation of a subcommittee. Did you want to do that at your February meeting for a subcommittee to look at the purpose of the Community Promotions Committee, or do you want to wait till March?
I think, let's just leave the discussion on there under unfinished items, and then we'll bump the formation to March if that's what the group would like to do next month. So, okay, everybody.
Heather, before you...
Okay.
You were saying...
I did have a couple things I wanted to mention. Number one, the city has started the Notify Me module on the website, on the city's website. And what that allows you to do is register your email address, and then you will be notified when the city adds things to their website, adds minutes, adds agendas. And then the other exciting thing that we've done is we've just started a city e-newsletter. And you can also register for that through the Notify Me. And the purpose of the city newsletter is just to provide some basic information about some of the things that are going on in the city that you might not know about. So I would encourage you to go to the City of Morro Bay's website, which is morro-bay.ca.us, and take a look at those two things.
Is that newsletter different than what NOAA sends around?
Or yes.
Yes.
It's generated by the city. It's actually generated by... me, and it talks this time we talked about, a little bit about dredging, the status of the fire department, just some things that we get questioned a lot about that, you know, it would be nice if the general public had that information. So,
great. Thank you, Andrea. Okay, well, I think that's it. Have a good day.
It's crazy.